Those who perished in the Ethiopia airline, they did not plan to. Many of them, we saw them speaking. We don't know when God can call you. We don't know when God can come. Procrastination can destroy a lot of things. Don't wait for the pastor. Don't wait for the ministers. You have the Great Commission. One to one. Let your life be a blessing. I don't know where somebody was asking a question yesterday. He said, do they know you as Christians in your place of work? Suddenly, my neighbor, I moved into that house about over 23 years ago. My then little neighbor came to me. I hope you have a white couple like this. What? Say, I hope you have no children. I said, I have many children. I hope you are not bringing them. I said, why? He said, I hate children. I said, I love children. A white woman, she told me. She said, they are nuisance. I said, children are blessing. And that's the last time she spoke to me. I'm in number 7. She was living in number 9. Then one day, bah, 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 I had a knock in my door. Then I opened the door. I said, welcome. What can I do to help you? He said, my daughter has just died. And I know you are a preacher. Come and pray for us. She has never been to my church. I did not preach to him. Brethren, can they identify you? By their seed, you shall be known. Many people will not read the Bible. They will not read your tracts, but they are reading you. Paul said, we are the living epistle. Must I go empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him. Must I be empty-handed go? God is asking you and asking me. If I ask you by saying, if you are born again, raise up your hand. Almost all of us will raise up our hands. If we made altar call, nobody will come because we are born again. But now, are you a fruitful tree? Are you bearing fruit? The gifting of God deposited in you, are you bearing fruit? It's not that we are looking for workers in the church. As at present, I'm very sure, if all of us seated are workers in the church, we are not even enough. There are so many souls perishing outside Leicester. There are so many unbelievers that God has planted on your way. Oh, I thank God for so many testimonies of Christians being persecuted. But since I have been to England, I've never been reported. I've never seen policemen knocking my door for speaking to somebody. And you don't need to speak to them. All you need to do is go to the bus stop. Ask a white woman, a white man for time. Immediately you speak to him, after giving you the time, he will continue to tell you the story of his family, his lives. Or sometimes as a good weather, start from the known to the unknown. Gain their confidence. And many of us, the message given to us is described as the good news. Sinners know their sins. The way of escape, they do not know. Jesus did not ask you to go and say, repent and you will be perished. John the Baptist did that. This time around, we have sophisticated sinners. They know when they are sinning, they know they are living in sin. When I was younger, no man dare say he has a husband. Like we have today, no woman dare mention that he has a wife. But now it is not seen in this country. You can declare your gender or sexuality anywhere. And many government offices, they even give you opportunity to describe it. That is the end time effect where we are. But God is keeping a remnant. God is keeping a remnant, a few, who are not going to spoil their garments or stain their garments. When the Lord calls, or he calls you. When the Lord comes, or he calls you, are you going to say, must I go an empty handed and meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him. Since you believe, how many people have you spoken to? What are their attempts? I remember in those days when we were younger, we cannot afford to buy a bus. No bus. I know people out of their own, those of us who have cars, we will go and pick people from home. Those who cannot pick, we give them money for transportation to come to church. We give them money for transportation to come to church. Look at those blue chairs. It's meant for seats, to be seated. All those whites, when we finish that one, we bought this one. The church did not buy it. Individually, people contributed money and buy those chairs. Must I go and empty-handed? There's no name written there. The chair you are seated, there's no name who paid the price. But in heaven, God has a record. The Lord has seen in secret, is still rewarding openly. Must I go and empty-handed and meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him. Where you cannot go, your money can go. How many of us enter the church and say, we need to make the house of God more beautiful? David did it. God prevented him from building it. He provided all the materials needed for his son to do it. Must I go an empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior soon? Brethren, today, it's not the day of long sermon. And I know it is a test. And we are all going to pass the test in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to pass the test in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why I said it is not easy even to preach today's sermon. I need to let us know that God loves us. Seriously, so that we, as his children, will know God will not tempt you, but he can test you. Many of us are students, or we've been to school. Nobody liked the time of examination. When I was younger, until you pass a class, you cannot go to the next class. But this age is different. Pastor Odemola, do they need to pass before they move to the next level? They count the years. You are meant to spend 3 years, 4 years in the uni. You, at the end of it, you are going to carry over. You can carry over. May we not carry over. Yeah? At the end of it, they test you. Those who are prepared and those who are not prepared, they go through the test. And you know the funniest thing? This test, sometimes Satan demands the test. We all know the story of Job. Who demanded to test Job? It was Satan. Satan, and God allowed him. God was proud of Joseph. You see, my servant Joseph. Oh, my Job. He was so excellent. When she's dancing in the chorister like this, everybody will pick, will continue to dance. When she sings with the voice of men and angels. All those beautiful things. Satan says, it's because you are pampering him. Remove the pamper and see. And God said, yes, let's see. So some trials, some temptation, some tribulations that you are passing through, Satan can demand it. And God trusts that you are able. And the Bible probably says that he will not allow you to be tempted more than you can bear. But with every temptation, he will make a way of escape. But yesterday I listened to some people. Everybody believed that. How many of us believe that the word of God says we shall be head, will not be tail? Head, or if you are going to be head, or not, please, it's going to be interactive. Amen. We shall lend to a nation we will not borrow. Amen. Where is it? Deuteronomy. Where is Deuteronomy? Old Testament. You thought that, yeah, that is Old Testament. Job, it is Old Testament. We are new creation, holy nation, spiritual people. Jesus did not come to condemn the Old Testament. He did not come to condemn the law. He came to fulfill it. But when we say Satan, we can demand for it. Let's listen to Jesus. How Jesus said it in Luke chapter 22, 31 to 34. Luke 22, 31 to 34, please. Luke 22, 31 to. Luke 22. 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as a wheat. 32, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Let's stop there, dear. Satan had desired. God did not say you have no right. Jesus said he has prayed for him. In the hour of trials and temptation, Jesus prayed for me. When you are tempted or you are going through temptation and trial, it's not always because you have sinned. It's not always because you are forsaking the Lord. And those who are laughing at you because you are passing through your time of trial, it is the trial, is the test of faith. That your faith fail not. Whether you like it or not, all Christians will pass through the test. To pass through the test is not the problem. I pray that we will not fail. Our faith will not fail us in the time of trials, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, apart from that, we personally can call for test. We can ask God to test us. Try me. Try me. If you look at the psalmist in Psalm 139, when you get home, you can try to read it. Psalm 139, there's so many, try me. There's a message. Do you love me more than this? Yes, Lord, I love you. And suddenly, there's no money for food. Do you love me, Simon Peter, more than this? You say, God, all that I have belongs to you. And suddenly, he makes a demand on it. Oh, Abraham waited for how many years for the child of promise? When he got it, there was a message. Abraham, take that son whom you love and sacrifice it. I believe and trust any mother, any parent hearing now will just say, God forbid, God forbid. He knew the voice of God. It may not be your children. It may not be your profession. It may not be. I know so many PhD holders. I know many medical doctors. I know SA and SAN who are pastors who have abandoned the way and serving the Lord. And I want to tell you that all of them that I knew, they are better for it. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere working for the Lord. I pray that the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. In adding up, Paul talked about a thorn in his flesh. A thorn in his flesh. And I will want us to read it. If it's not omitted in your own version of the Bible, it is. We can find it in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. The thorn in the flesh. Lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn is in the flesh was given me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore must gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. What is Paul's thorn in the flesh? It was not mentioned. What are those things you prayed, like Paul prayed? He prayed, he fasted, sought the face of God, examined himself, discovered that he has not sinned or broken any law. And yet, that storm persists. I don't think it's sickness, and it could be sickness. But to everyone, God was telling you, my grace is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient for you, whatever you are passing. Oh, when it is okay, we can console each other. We can comfort each other. When we are not wearing the shoe, it is easy to say it might be their sin. But I want to tell you that occasionally, your faith will be put to trial. When you scale through, you pass to the next level and the glory of God. Like Paul said, whatever trial you are passing through, known and unknown, I'm so lucky that when I don't have food in the house, that's when people ask me for food. When I don't have money in my pocket, people believe because he lives abroad, he must be a billionaire. I was talking to one of our seniors. Whenever I'm going to Nigeria, I spend more than 10 times to maintain myself, even at home. Because there's no explanation you want to give. They believe that there's a tree somewhere in your garden that is growing it. I will not, because of them, deny the grace of God in my life. I can take a chance to give or not to give. I will not, because of say that I'm eating from pocket to mouth, cursing yourself. I will not deny the grace of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are children of God. But the point is, what is the thorn in your flesh? What is the agent of Satan that is buffeting you? If you remember the statement of the Lord Jesus Christ, he says Satan has demanded to sit thee as wait. Oh, sorry for this generation. When we are younger, my parents will make the seat and they will use a, they put it up and put up. The lighter covers will be carried by the wind, while the grains will settle and set down. God knows after the same thing, the heavier part of you, the one that is faithful of you, will remain. And that's why you are going through it. It's for a season. It's for a moment. And the Lord will see us through in the mighty name of Jesus. If you see the role of Paul, Paul accepted, he said, I take pleasure in my infirmities. When you discover that you have prayed and God is over with you, remember you are going through with him. Don't start grumbling. Some people, grave diggers, they will come to you. They will say, Master, go and heal yourself. Just smile. Those who laugh at you when you are going through that period, they will join you to laugh with you when the solution comes. When Abraham and Sarah waited for years without children, some people must have been laughing with them. But when Isaac came and they carried their Isaac in their hand, people joined them to laugh. I know somebody is here today, and that's why this message is coming at this time around. People will laugh with you. Those who have been laughing at you at your back will come to rejoice with you when it is fulfilled. And when you see his attitude says, and when I am weak, I am strong. Calling those things that be not as if they were. That is faith. Those who cannot help you, those who cannot pray with you, don't waste your time to ridicule your God in their presence. What you are going through, there is no temptation that can occur that is new to man. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted more than you can bear. That you are going through it is because God knows you are able to bear it. And remember, you are not going through it alone. You are going through it with the Lord. You are going through with the Lord. Every Christian will be tested, sometimes with sickness, sometimes loss of loved ones, sometimes believing God for something that is delayed. And remember, delay is not denial. It is never too late with God. God will help us. And in conclusion, we don't know what is Paul's thorn in the flesh, but I believe that he was concluding and telling us it stands. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, Romans 8, 35, we just quickly skip it before we pray. Romans 8, 35 to 39. And he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep. Accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, and I believe that all of us are persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, he was saying, no power of hell, no scheme of man shall pluck me from his hand. No power of hell, can we repeat it? No power of hell, no scheme of man shall pluck us from his hand. That's the message for you. I don't know who you are, but I believe God is speaking to all of us. That sickness is not unto death. You will get over it. That need, it is not a want. That need, you sure it's not a want? My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, that promotion, it will come at the appropriate time. When the time of God is, nobody can stop it. Please, shall I go an empty handed? Shall I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him. Shall I be an empty handed go? So that is going to be our prayer point. I want you to bow down your head and ask, speak to your inner man. Must I go an empty handed? Oh, the mere fact that I preach to you does not say I have fulfilled the scripture. I must go. Go and tell them. Go and tell them Jesus died for sinful world. Go and tell them. Go and tell them he's coming back again. In the clinic, in the bus, wherever you go, you can have the opportunity of letting them know that God loves them. God loves you. God loves you. He cares for you and is waiting for you. Please, never leave Leicester empty-handed. Never leave the college empty-handed. Never leave UK empty-handed. Never leave the world empty-handed. God has a purpose. The brethren of Joseph must have schemed, sold him into slavery, took him into a foreign land. It all ended to fulfill the purpose of God. You will fulfill purpose, you will fulfill destiny. That is maturity. That is being complete in Christ. We must stand. Shall we pray? Pastor is going to pray for us.
Everlasting Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for the word that we've heard today. We've said over and over again in that song, must I go and empty-handed? Father, we pray, O God, for each and every one of us that have heard the word today, that your word will not stand against us in judgment. In the mighty name of Jesus. That, Lord, as you've said, that we should go into the world and preach the gospel to make disciples of all nations, to make disciples of men. Lord, you said that, behold, you're with us always, even to the end of the age. Lord, that reassurance that you're always at our side will be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The psalmist said that I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be moved. I pray, Father God, that even as we trust in you, as we set you before us, that we will not be moved in the mighty name of Jesus. The commission that you've given to us to share the good news, the glad tidings, that none of us will fail in the mighty name of Jesus. That at every moment, in every way, in every day, we'll draw closer to you. We'll love you more dearly in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. must I go an empty handed? Must I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him must I empty handed. My prayer, O God, is that none of us here will meet you empty handed in the mighty name of Jesus. Even that one soul that causes rejoicing in heaven at conversion, we will have in the name of Jesus. You'll use us as vessels, instruments in your hands to turn not one, not two generations to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, Father, for we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.